Today on Family Tech Update, Android Family Link is pretty good, but has one major flaw. Hi there, welcome to Family Tech Update. Grateful that you're watching or listening. If you're on YouTube, please like and subscribe the video. If you're on iTunes, subscribe and leave us a review. That would be really helpful. And if you're watching on Facebook, share this video on Facebook and let more people see what we do at familytechblog.com. My name is Michael Prince and I'm the host. And if you've noticed, we changed the name to Family Tech Update, and you could probably guess the reason. It's mostly because I can't always put videos up weekly. So we're going to be updating you as we're able to put these out. And the goal is to be close to weekly, but it might be every other week or something like that, depending on how crazy the family life is at the moment. So I wanted to just tell you real quick that we're brought to you by AccountableToYou.com. Accountable, the number two, Y-O-U.com. The promo code is BecauseFamily. If you subscribe to their accountability software, it works on any device, including a Chromebook, which is a big deal. We'll tell you about that in a minute. And it will report any inappropriate content viewed on your websites on any browser. They've just put a new app for iOS devices that will, their update will now work on any browser you use on iOS. You don't just have to use the Accountable to You browser. So that's really helpful, really good. It's only $6.99 a month for up to 10 devices, $9.99 for more, for like 20. And we get a little kickback if you use them, if you use the promo code BecauseFamily. Plus, you get your first month free. So that's great. But now let's talk about some news. A first order of business, as far as news goes, is that Google has discontinued their support of Chrome's supervised user feature. Wrote about that today. You can read the full article at familytechblog.com, as well as some other solutions that you can find to help you protect your kids while they use their Chromebooks. Schools are handing out Chromebooks like crazy now, and so it's very important that you're able to protect your kids while they're on the internet. And a Chromebook is built as a machine that just exists to use the internet so that you can access things for your school. So now that Google is apparently working on something new to replace what they replace supervised user, I assume it'll be better. I assume it's going to be related to Family Link, which we're going to talk all about in just a few minutes. But it also, for some reason, they decided they have to discontinue what they did have while they work on what they're going to have. So that's a problem. That's an issue. And there are some solutions. What supervised user did was it allowed you to set safe search and view reports and things like that on a user, child user account on Chrome. And so it let you allow your kids to use their Chromebook for homework and stuff. And then if you could go on there later and see if they were doing anything inappropriate or anything that was against your rules. And if so, you could figure that out and handle that with them. But that's no longer available. So you need to find something like Mobisip or what I just mentioned, Accountable to You, to at least give you an accountability option. Mobisip is a filter and everything that works as a Chrome plugin. A lot of stuff like NetNanny or NetNanny or Covenant Eyes won't work with Chrome because it needs a separate software that you install into the computer, and that Chromebooks don't work that way. So you need something else, and those are two options. Anyway, another thing is Facebook is really hitting their video production program very hard with what they're calling Facebook Watch, and they announced this week that they're opening up a feature that will allow people to watch with their friends. So they can bring up a video that they want to watch with their friends. And when they bring up that video, they can invite all their friends in this group to watch together, and they can comment on like a live feed with what they're viewing. And I expect to see a lot of different options. YouTube has kind of a way you can share videos in a message stream already in their app. And I expect to see that come available for a lot of different things. Finally, Instagram is testing some new stuff that's pretty interesting. One of which is a text-only story, which is kind of like what you see on Facebook whenever you share a text notification or a text status and you put the color background behind it. They're putting something like that into stories. Also, they're rolling out soon a feature that will allow you to see when other people are on Instagram currently and or when they were the last time and how much time it's been since they've been active, kind of like what you see on the right sidebar on Facebook. So some of those Facebook features are getting ported over to Instagram. kind of interesting. Don't know if many of them are issues for parents. Some of them could be tools, something especially like being able to see when the last time your kid was on Instagram. It's kind of a tool. Those are also things that are able to be turned off in the settings. So there's some news. Now let's talk about Android Family Link. And listen real quick to what Sarub Sharma shared. He is the senior product manager, a senior product manager with Google. He spoke on some of the abilities and development of the parental control solution Family Link. And here's a clip from when I was sitting there listening to him at this event at CES last week.
Parents device here. And again, just a normal device, and you would see Family Link, the app from Google. And when you click on Family Link, the first thing you see is your kids. We wanted to remind you of, you know, that wallet, that those photos of your kids you might have in your wallet, and give you that close personal experience. So we were on Austin's device here. I can just go ahead and click on Austin and see what he's up to. So the first thing I see,
lock Austin's device.
Are you sure you want to lock Austin's Nexus 5X?
Absolutely.
You got it. I'll try locking Austin's Nexus 5X now.
And there you go. It just locks with my voice. And there's many other features that we hope to build in a similar way that you can just use your voice to help control and manage the experience that your child is having on their device.
So he highlights a couple things. He highlights the ability to set up your controls for your kids and some of the user interface and how it looks. But then he also highlights how Google Home has becoming a major part of how you can use Family Link. You can voice command and say, okay, Google, lock Jason's iPhone, and it'll lock it. Or lock Jason's, not iPhone. You can't do it on an iPhone. Lock Jason's Samsung, or lock Jason's phone, and it'll say, do you want me to lock Jason's Nexus 5S? Yes, please lock that. And so it's able to do that. He did say, if you noticed at the end of the video, that they're rolling out a lot more features to make Google Home useful for the Family Link features. So that's pretty cool. He also talked about a lot of the trends that, and this isn't, I didn't get all this on video because I was taking notes furiously, but he covered a lot of the trends that they're seeing in kids and families, and some of the stats that encourage their team to implement what they did in Family Link. The major issues that they really wanted to cover with Family Link were, were too much screen time. 67% of parents admitted to Google that they were concerned about too much screen time for their kids. That was another major, major focus at CES 2018. And if you want to go check out the Because Family podcast at becausefamily.org, our other podcast that's not always as tech-centric as this one. It's definitely not as update-y as this one is, but update-y? That's a word, right? Update-y. Anyway, at Because Family, I talk a lot more about what they're doing to make things screen-free but still tech. Anyway, they're also 55% of parents were worried about bullies online, and 49% were worried that their kids are going to have communication issues, social issues, because the only socialization they've gotten is through their phones, through devices. So Google took this into account while they were doing this. It allows you to set a lot of different features, and if you go to Google and just search Family Link, all one word, you'll find all that info. There's also links on the familytechblog.com article I wrote about this week. But they implement safe search. It allows you to set off time, bedtimes. It allows you to put app blocking on the phone. And the thing that I like about Family Link, if you have an Android phone, is that it locks the device. It doesn't just lock the data connection. Something like Circle or Unglue or something like that, even Mobisip, they're going to block your data connection and interrupt your data connection to where Messenger, Facebook Messenger Kids or YouTube Kids or whatever isn't going to work because it can't sync up. But my kids love to play Lego Star Wars on the iPad, and Lego Star Wars doesn't have to have internet access to continue. So something like Family Link would work very well to block the whole device, keep the whole device locked so your kid can't use it after bedtime or when you've said stop it, come to dinner or whatever. It also gives you stats on how much time they've used in different apps and all that stuff. And the Safe Search filter is not the best. Google Safe Search isn't the most extensive. There's no customization of it. It's just whatever they have on or off. But it's a good start, and especially if you have younger kids, it's going to keep them away from some of the bad stuff. Because typically, a filter that's not super effective, it's over effective sometimes. Does that make sense? It's going to block things that you're like, why is it blocking this? And then you can set whitelists and blacklists within this to fix it. Now, Family Link's cool. They point you to Family Link. I mentioned earlier that supervised user doesn't work anymore. That's a bummer because what they're doing is they're linking you to Family Link. On the article that you'll find the link to that article at familytechblog.com, and the link to that will be in the show notes. But you go to Family Link and that's cool, but it doesn't work on a Chromebook. It's for Android phone devices, and so it's not as helpful. I assume that's what they're working on rolling out later in the year, but in the coming months leading up to that, it's not an option. Here's the major flaw besides that, the major flaw with Android Family Link. And here I quote from the frequently asked questions. The question is, can any of my phones be used with Family Link? And here's their answer in the frequently asked questions at the Google Help Center. It says, children can run Family Link on Android devices running Nougat 7.0 and higher, along with certain Marshmallow 6.1 devices listed in our frequently asked questions. If you click on the frequently asked questions link at thefamilytechblog.com in that article, you can read exactly which devices count. So what do we do a lot? We get a new phone, an Android phone, maybe. We have iPhones in our home, but maybe you got your new Android phone, or you got an iPhone replaced, you upgraded from an Android to an iPhone, and you're, send me the emails, I love them. And you're ready to just give your old phone to your kids, but your old phone runs Marshmallow maybe, or runs something older than that, and it's not able to run Family Link, and so it's not backwards compatible. This is a major problem for me, because I know a lot of you parents hand down your old phones, and many of those old phones don't run that new operating system and won't get them. Well, here's what happened. At CES, I didn't corner him. He said, hey, if you guys have any questions, come find me. I'll be in the back. And so I went and found Sarup Sharma, the one of the senior project managers at Google. I tracked him down, and I said, excuse me, sir, I have a question for you. And I asked him what they want to do about this problem. What they want to do about this problem of backwards compatibility. I said, a lot of the parents I know, they hand down their old Android devices to their kids. And I deal with parents all the time that's the issue. And I have to tell them, well, they can't use this. And he replied to me, making Family Link backwards compatible is, and I quote, a difficult problem, but one we're committed to trying to solve. So I feel like I agree, and I believe that it's not an easy thing to fix. It's not something that they can just, and that's the problem with all Android, is there's so many different devices on so many different networks doing so many different things. It's not like an iPhone that's like one device with one set of hardware within it, and the operating system rolls out to all of them until it's no longer supported, and then you're recommended just to get a new one anyway, or they slow you down. That's not a family safety topic, but it is a tech topic. Anyway, it's not like that. It's like, well, if you get an Android phone, it's different than any other Android phone you could get. You know, there's Samsung, there's Google, there's all kinds of these devices that run Samsung. Really expensive phones, really cheap, crappy phones. Phones on networks that have really fast data rates. Phones on networks that have really slow data rates. So it's not easy for them to just build in a Family Link option and say, hey, we'll roll it out to every Android device that's available. It's obviously not that simple, but he did say, and I'll give him credit, and he did it in a way that was like, I'm speaking to somebody who's gonna document this, I need to say it correctly. And the quote here is, it's a difficult problem, but one we are committed to trying to solve. And so hopefully they're going to roll out an option. Again, Accountable to You is a good option for now. Unglue is something to help you with time management. If you want to look up Unglue, U-N-G-L-U-E, I'll put links to all this stuff in the show notes as well. And so that's, you know, those are some options, some things you can do to help you protect your kids on their Android devices if you don't have a newer device, if they don't have a newer device that can run Family Link. I will say this concerning Family Link and all these options. It's really good for me to see, to see these tech companies understand that they have to put in something to protect kids on these devices, because kids are online all the time. One of the two major things that they talked about at the Family Tech Summit at CES this year was safety and security. How do we keep our kids safe? And how do we keep their data safe? And screen time. How much screen time is too much screen time? I wrote an article on that as well that you can read. It's about parents needing to play with their children more, and how even when they're on a screen, parents should sit down with them and play with them on those screens. It will develop an opportunity for you to create a safe place for them to talk to you about tech, because they've been doing it since they were little, playing Lego Star Wars, or Power Rangers, or Daniel Tiger, or something on the device. So my recommendation to you is spend more time with your kids, even while they're on their device. Talk to them about what they're doing on it. Use something like Accountable to You to report if they see something inappropriate, so that you can comment on that and say, hey, I saw that you came across something inappropriate. You know that I'm looking at things, because that's what we do. What happened? You know, your circle is going to keep track of that stuff for you. You can see that. Accountable to You is going to do that. Unglue doesn't track stuff. They do have a filter, but they don't necessarily track stuff. But they'll tell you how much time they've spent. And you can say, hey, you were on YouTube for 6 hours yesterday. That's too much. Let's have a talk about cutting that in half next week, okay? Next weekend. So whatever. But do something. You know, do something. And I'm just excited that family, or that, I'm excited that these tech companies are taking it seriously and they're doing something. In fact, you may have seen in the news that some of the investors, the highest stockholders in Apple, sent a letter to Tim Cook, and said, we need you to do something about this family issue, kids issue, because kids are getting addicted to these devices that you're making, and it's becoming increasingly more obvious that it's unhealthy for them, and so we need to figure something out. And so anyway, hey, I want to point you to one last thing as I go, and that's Raising Digital Natives. If you go to becausefamily.org/RDN, I can't tell you enough how important it is to be ahead of the game with your kids' digital world. They live in this world, this digital world, and if you don't understand it as much as you can, you're going to be left in the dust and you're going to be wondering what happened. And so I recommend you check out becausefamily.org/RDN. And there's already some stuff there. It's a $5 a month subscription. After the first few people sign up, I'm going to unlock monthly payments. Right now you pay $58.99 a month. That gives you your first month free, or $58.99 for the year. It gives you 1 month free. So you're paying for 11 months to get 12. And it allows you to have access to all this back information, including back video episodes of Family Tech Weekly. It also gives you one-on-one access to me for questions and comments and concerns you have about your personal family tech safety strategy. It gives you access to live events that are starting towards the end of this month. So you're going to want to sign up early or soon so that you can get that. It gives you access to all kinds of stuff. And if you go to becausefamily.org/RDN, you'll learn more about that. But thank you again for watching. Thank you for listening. Subscribe to our channel on YouTube. They've made it a lot harder to get advertising and stuff on YouTube recently. And so all of the love we can get on YouTube would be super helpful. Like and share this on Facebook if you're watching the video on Facebook. Subscribe and review it if you're listening on iTunes. Please, if you're reading the article and watching this on our Family Tech blog website, go ahead and share the article as well. And thank you so much. Don't forget to go to accountabletoyou.com. Use the promo code becausefamily to help yourself with that. You can also use MobaSip from the links of the article we wrote today about Google Chrome not having the parental controls anymore. And becausefamily.org/RDN. Thank you. Email me, kmichaelprince@gmail.com, if you have any questions or any things you want me to talk about. And we'll see you next time on Family Tech Update.